This is the Sakar Murli of 17th of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, this land of Bharat is the birthplace of the incorporeal father. It is here that the father comes to teach you Raja Yoga, to give you your sovereignty and to serve you. Question. What promise does Shiv Baba have each of his children make? Answer. Sweet children, promise Baba that you will not perform any sinful actions. You are donating the five vices. Have the concern inside you that if you take back anything that you have given as a donation, you will accumulate a lot of sin, the punishment for which is severe. The story of King Harishchandra is based on this. Om Shanti. This is the godly student life of you children. You children know that you have come to him. He comes and gives you children of Bharat your fortune of the kingdom every cycle. He only comes in Bharat. This is the land of Bharat. One has a lot of love and regard for one's own land. When an important person from abroad dies here, he is taken back home. And when an important person from here dies abroad, his body is brought back here. There is that much regard for one's own land. Bharat is called God's birthplace. You know that you are now sitting in front of the one whom you call God, Allah, the Supreme Soul. There definitely has to be a name. Even though they speak of Allah, they still worship the oval image. Since they speak of Ishwar and Khuda, there have to be signs of him. People everywhere worship an oval image. In pictures of the deities, they put in front of them an image of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, in the form of an oval image. He is the highest of all. He doesn't have a body of his own, and this is why he is called the incorporeal. He is not corporeal. You children now know that you become present in front of him every cycle, in order to receive teachings from him. Since there are the versions of God, he must surely be teaching Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga was taught to the students, and they then became kings and queens. There was no question of a war, etc. Lakshmi and Narayan did not attain their kingdom by battling, not at all. People of the world don't know at all how they attained their kingdom of the golden age. You children understand that you are now claiming the kingdom from the Father and that you are personally sitting in front of him. That one is Baba, not Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is a young child. He is a creation. Sri Krishna is truly claiming his status now, so that he will be called Sri Krishna in the future. All of this is a matter of studying. You know that Baba is teaching you Raja Yoga, just as human beings teach other human beings and make them barristers and engineers. They are human beings. You understand that you too are human beings, but that you are impure. The Father is now making you pure and also giving you your inheritance. That new world will be a pure world. There is the kingdom in that new world. You are now sitting personally in front of the Father. Just as a worldly father sits with his children and explains to them with love, so here this is the unique Father from beyond this world, to whom you have been singing, you are the mother and you are the father. You know that that one, whom we remember on the path of devotion, is playing his part at this time. You say that you have come to Shiv Baba. You even write a letter, Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. If you were to show this post to others, they would be amazed. They would never have heard of any such thing as Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. Shiv Baba enters Brahma and establishes the land of Vishnu. He is standing in the front and Shiv Baba is up above. Shiv Baba has carried out establishment through Brahma and is now doing that once again. This is the family path. When law is being taught as a higher education, both males and females study. Even females become judges, barristers, doctors, etc. This is the family path. The path of sannyasis is that of isolation and is a different thing. Baba has also explained that if it weren't for Shankaracharya, there wouldn't be any trace of purity in Bharat. Bharat would have been completely burnt. Therefore, that is fixed in order to support Bharat. Bharat was very pure, and it then became impure. Bharat is now so poverty-stricken. People say that the golden Lanka sank beneath the sea. However, there cannot be a Lanka of gold. They just wrote stories through which there has been no benefit. You children know that Baba is truly making you very elevated with the power of this completely easy remembrance. The Father promises that if you make effort to stay in constant remembrance, your sins will be absolved. You also made effort to stay in remembrance on the path of devotion. Why do they remember God? So that they can have visions. They don't think that they will receive a kingdom in the land of Krishna by remembering God, or that they will become Narayan from an ordinary man. No. Even you didn't have any hope of changing from a human being into a deity. It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. You can see that there really will be that golden age after this iron age. There are so many people in this iron age. There will be one Dharma in that golden age. You have now received this knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul. There isn't a single human being in the world who has this knowledge of souls. No one knows how a part of 84 births is recorded in a soul. You would never have heard these words from anyone else. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the incorporeal one. You souls know that you are now becoming charitable souls from impure souls. In the golden age, all are charitable souls. Here, all are sinful souls. It isn't that those who make many donations and perform a lot of charity are charitable souls. No. Charitable souls are only in the golden age. People here think that souls who make many donations are charitable souls. There you won't need to donate anything or perform charity. No one there is poor. You are constantly charitable souls there. You give your bodies, minds and wealth to the unlimited Father, and this is known as surrendering yourselves. The Father asks, "Do I surrender first, or do you?" Baba says, "You surrender first, for only then can you receive your return of that for 21 births." You now understand these things very clearly, because you hear them directly. When you are living at home, you receive the Murlis there, and so you hear them from a distance. You are now personally sitting in front of the Father. The Father says, "Children, I am your Father." There is nothing of blind faith here. He is the Father and also the teacher. When you belong to the Father, he gives you teachings. Your intellects now have all of this knowledge. The cycle of 84 births has been explained to you. Those who are not to take 84 births will not understand this. You understand that you truly have been around the cycle of 84 births and are now to return home. The Father says, "You souls came bodiless, and you have to return home bodiless. You become pure souls and then go back. You are making effort to become pure. You will become pure with the power of yoga, that is, with the power of remembrance. The word yoga is from the scriptures. The right word is remembrance. A wife remembers her husband, and a husband remembers his wife. The meaning of yoga is remembrance." The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone and break your intellect's yoga away from everyone else and connect it to me, your Father. Remember me. The more you remember me, the more your sins will be absolved." Truly, Bharat receives the inheritance every cycle. The birthday of Shiva is very well known. Just as there are the birthdays of Christ, Buddha, etc., similarly, there is the birthday of incorporeal Shiva. He is therefore the highest of all. The birthday of Krishna is also well known. But no one knows what he does when he comes here. Sri Krishna was a prince of the Golden Age. Someone must definitely have taught him to perform such actions that he became a prince of the Golden Age. A small child is pure anyway. There is no question of vice there. Children are pure anyway. God is the only incorporeal one. God is one. All the rest are the creation. A creation cannot receive the inheritance from a creation. The inheritance is only received from the Father. A brother cannot receive the inheritance from a brother. All of you are brothers. They speak of brotherhood. There is only the one Father, and the inheritance is received from him. The bestower of salvation for all brothers is the one Father. All souls are to receive the inheritance from the Father. The Father says, "I come and teach you souls and grant salvation to souls." The Father sits here and teaches you Raja Yoga. You will not receive a status here from this study. Those people become barristers, etc. in this birth. Then in their next birth, they will study again. You know that you attain a reward for 21 births through this study. There are no doctors, etc. in the Golden Age. There is no illness there. There you stay in the palace of a womb. Here you stay in the jail of a womb, where a lot of punishment is experienced. This is why souls call out, "Let me out of this jail. I will not make any mistakes again." People promise this to Dharamraj. Here you have to promise Shiv Baba, "Baba, I will never indulge in vice again. I am giving you the five vices." The Father knows that the vices cannot be renounced instantly, just like that. There has to be the concern inside you that if you take back the vices that you donated, a lot of sin will then be accumulated. There is the example of King Harishchandra. The father knows that the five vices will not be renounced just like that. No, it takes time. The war will begin when you reach your Karmateet stage. These five vices are your great enemies. In those two, the main one is body consciousness. It is so difficult to donate that. The father repeatedly tells you, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father. However, this does not happen. When you become body conscious, you are struck by the vice of lust. Body consciousness is the strongest of all. Effort is required to become soul conscious. Sin has increased because of souls becoming body conscious. The five vices have to be donated, and it is this that takes time. The brides cannot go back without the bridegroom. First the bridegroom has to go, and then the brides will follow. The bridegroom has to come and take all the souls back home. Effort has to be made until you reach your Karmateet stage. Mistakes are made when you become body conscious. Some say, Baba, I became body conscious and fell into vice. Many storms will come. There may be thoughts of vice, but you must not commit any sin with your physical organs. So much effort has to be made to conquer Maya. The father says, if you are already married, then demonstrate how you remain pure so that even the sannyasis will see that it is possible to remain pure. Look how great the income you receive is. If you demonstrate that you remain pure, you will attain a very high status. They will all surrender themselves to you. Even Baba praises you. Perhaps you do remain pure, but yoga is also needed. It is in yoga that there are constantly obstacles. There is body consciousness. It is good that you remain pure. Only with purity will you claim an inheritance in that pure world. However, Maya will also show her force. Maya attacks a great deal. The father explains, all of that will happen. You show that courage, but along with that, there also has to be constant remembrance, for only then will your sins be absolved. Maya very much harasses those who become very powerful. Some are hardly able to stay in remembrance. You should ask those who are able to stay in remembrance their experience. What do you think? How are you able to do this? By staying in remembrance, your sins will be absolved. This is something very new and unique. While sitting here, you become intoxicated. You also understand that God and not Sri Krishna is the only incorporeal one. They have written stories about Sri Krishna in the scriptures, about how he was tied to a pole and how he did this and that. In fact, none of those things are true. They just defame and insult him. Sri Krishna didn't have any defects. To be mischievous in that way would also be a defect. Sri Krishna was the highest being who completely followed the highest code of conduct. His praise is sung full of all virtues. They sing Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, but you must tell them that you don't have a guru. We do not believe this one to be our guru or our god. Only the one incorporeal one is the purifier. No corporeal guru can be the purifier. You have now come to know the whole life story of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You have now come to know from the Father what part Shiv Baba plays in 5,000 years. The Father is knowledgeful. He is the ocean of happiness, peace and bliss. This is his praise. The Father has treasures. Therefore he definitely gives them to the children too. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to attain the Karmateet stage, don't make any mistakes with your physical organs. As well as remaining pure, also become strong in remembrance. 2. In order to be a constantly charitable soul, surrender your body, mind and wealth to the Father. By surrendering yourself to the Father once, you become a charitable soul for 21 births. Blessing. May you be perfect in every subject and make your yoga natural and your nature. Just as there is no percentage in your being the Father's children, in the same way, let there be no percentage of yoga in your stage of a constant and easy yogi. Let it become natural and your nature. Some people have a particular nature and they continue to move along according to that nature, even against their conscious wish. In the same way, let this also become your nature. Finish all the things of what can I do, how can I have yoga, and you will then become perfect in every subject. Perfect means to be free from any effect or defect. Slogan. If you want to tolerate something, tolerate it happily, not out of compulsion. Abhyakt signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Powerful yoga, that is the fire of love, the remembrance that is like fire, will destroy the fire of corruption and violence and give cooperation to all souls. It is through this that your attitude of unlimited disinterest will be ignited. On the one hand, the fire of remembrance will destroy that fire, and on the other hand, it will give souls God's message and cool them down. Through this, souls will be liberated from the fire of their sins. Om Shanti.